The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood, redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood, redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Oh, this is my shit. I just wanna. Hey, all right, hype man over here. What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse James. It's your boy DJ Jesse James here in studio for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. I'm joined by my favorite peoples. We got Miss Queen.
Link. What's up? I'm in the building. You already know.
Poppy Watts.
Poppy Watts. Let's
turn up. We're going to party today.
Poppy Watts dabbing on niggas today.
And I'm super excited. We have the very talented Christina DeBarge in the house. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me. You guys are a hoot.
She's so cute.
And I got to point out, we all wore gray today.
Yes, we did.
And it was by accident. We didn't even call each other.
Yep. I almost didn't wear this.
But me too. I was going to wear all black.
The energy came in.
And we had to be on one accord.
I was feeling it. I was connecting with you guys before we even connected.
Yes.
And that's why this is going to be an epic show.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we have some things in Twitter to talk about.
Oh, my God.
Before we talk about y'all new music that you got going on, girl. You done grown up on me.
I did.
Because the last time I seen you was for the premiere of Cry Wolf.
Yes.
And
was four or 5 years ago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
I know.
Come and then before way. That was the Britney Spears circus tour.
I know.
Outing myself.
He's obsessed with Britney.
All right. One thing I'm not obsessed with, though, Drake. I'm sorry. Love you. I just can't anymore. I want to. I really want to support him because I'm just here for an artist who is consistent. And sure enough, Drake is consistent.
Word. Right.
But sometimes consistent in my ears need a break. It's like Beyonce. Like Drake and Beyonce go to an island, create amazing music for like 2 years, and then drop a dual album together.
So what made you tired of Drake? What happened?
He released Summer 16, which is a... diss to Meek Mill.
Oh, yes, I heard that. I think Meek did like good, though. I think Meek was better.
You did?
Yeah.
Really? I like that. I thought Summer 16 goes hard.
It does.
I mean, it's always going to go hard. Drake is the man, but I like Meek. I like the way Meek came. He came hard on that album. New York is all day. He only an hour 45 minutes away.
Yeah, I know.
But I think Meek came harder than the first time, the first response to the diss.
True story. It was more calculated. I respect the fact that he actually did his homework this time.
Yeah.
You know I feel like we just live in a day and age where more people care about the beef between Amber Rose and Kim Kardashian.
Yeah! Oh my God!
Which we're not here to talk about.
Why isn't that on a trendy topic?
She's ready.
Bitch, because we're here talking about music, not hoes.
Wait, but I need to add the hoes in with Kim. Everybody saw that Kim and Amber Rose picture together. And then Kim and Amber Rose in the picture together, Black China was at the same party with Kim and Amber Rose.
In the words of Cardi B, I'm sleep.
And Blac Chyna just started following Kim Kardashian back on Instagram.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Fuck you.
Are you kidding me?
But the scandal, the reason why it's a big deal to me is because Blac Chyna is now dating Rob. Everybody know that. She got that motherfucker in the gym. He working out every day with
her.
That's good. And she's cooking for him. Like, if you follow her on Snap, she's making salads and grilled shrimp. And she's getting him together. And I commend her for that.
You know what? I respect her for that. I had no idea.
Yeah, she's in the gym every day. She's working out with him. And she's cooking for him every day. And he lives with her.
At least somebody's helping him.
Thank you.
His family
Where
wasn't.
Are they?
The way he needs to be helped, not interventions and all this kind of shit.
Like, she's encouraging him and she's doing it with him.
And loving him. She's loving him. That's all he wanted. Mm-hmm. And I felt, I was like, so you know, sad. Yeah, so I was like, you know what? They could say, she, Even though that whole situation with Tyga was a setup, when Kim was acting like her and Blac Chyna was friends, mm-hmm. even though that whole thing was a setup, and Kylie, I love them. I love this whole shit. And Kylie took Tyga. I feel like the way Chyna's with Rob, they shouldn't even be mad because they didn't take the time out to take care of their brother. So now here comes a girl, even though she...
But that's where the anger comes from. Oh, this bitch gonna come up in here and take care of my family? Yeah. Well, you should have did it in the first place.
They should have been taking care of Rob, yo.
All right. Yeah. But who did take care of it was Miss Rihanna.
And she
with
throwing that big booty on.
The thong. Which never hurts.
Oh, my God. Okay,
Rihanna's new album, Anti.
Yes. Okay, so what's going on with this?
So here's the tea.
Oh, God.
So we all know Rihanna did a deal with Samsung.
Yes.
In which they bought the first 1 million copies of the album, and then she gave a free promotional code with it, so anyone who has a Samsung phone got the album for free. Well, that's what I'm, like, thinking going up to the release date. Mm-hmm. They released this anti-diary thing, which is this app, which was super cool. You, like, look around on your phone, and your room turns into her diary room. It's, like, really intense.
Sick. What?
And you find, like, little clues, and each room unlocks. And then in the final room, you get your code. Mm. So the day of the release, though, Tidal starts streaming the album. And that was confusing. Now, I know she has a deal with Tidal and whatever. Mm-hmm. But what was confusing is if Samsung had the initial deal, uh-huh. I would think that everything would kind of go to Samsung first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I didn't even know I was going to get the album for free until 2 days after the album was released. I was like online looking like, wait, how do I purchase this? It's not on Apple Music. Like, I already deleted my Tidal account. Like, how am I going to get this Rihanna album?
I heard she had it on free on her website too.
Yeah, well, she had it free a couple different places.
Okay. So she's giving away 1 million copies for free because of Samsung.
Well, yeah, they paid her $25 million.
Oh, they paid $25 million,
which automatically made her album certified platinum the next day. So, but now people are kind of shading it because they're saying she actually only sold a little over 1,000 actual copies.
No way.
In the United States, but only in the United States. So worldwide, I want to see what it's going to be, because when I looked at some of, like, Beyonce's last Beyonce, she, I don't want to say only, but, you know, she sold 828,000 copies worldwide the first week. Okay. I think Rihanna can do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Worldwide.
Sure. Absolutely.
So everyone cracking on her for the 1,000 albums sold here. I just think we live in a different age.
But she got 25
and to be honest,
mil.
Like, the foreign people, they're way more loyal than Americans.
Yeah.
They're more willing to spend the money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
And the gays.
Yeah, I agree.
You know? It's true, because it's like you want to see that person win. And, you know, for me, I'm not even going to lie, I always stream an album for free before if I find that it is available. But when I do that, I make a conscious decision of, okay, I need to purchase this album. I saw a lot of people saying they were going to do that with Rihanna, but for there to only have been a
1,
this is just saying that they're just saying this. I don't know if this is real or not. We won't know till Billboards comes out next week. Mm-hmm. I just think we live in a different time. I think we live in a time where, I've been saying this, artists are going to have to start to get to a place where they can fund themselves to give the music for free. Almost looking at it like a mixtape world. Okay, here's what Beyonce did. She dropped the Beyonce album, and then all of her income came from the tours.
Yeah.
And that's what I think Rihanna's going to do. I think we're going to get another album from Rihanna, mm-hmm. or we're going to get more music and Anti 2 as she's doing the tour. And I think this tour might go on for quite some time, adding new people to it. What do you guys think?
You know what I think? I think what Samsung did is the new record deal.
Yeah, it's like the first
for real though. 25 million.
25 million for 1 million to have just 1 million a 1 million album deal or song deal or whatever it's called,
and you're certified
and
platinum right away.
Platinum immediately. How does that work?
I don't understand how
that is the new. That is going to be the new deals. Mark my words. That will be the new deals that people are going to be pushing for.
Do they Apple get a percentage music, of the shows? Or
how, yeah. Okay, how so here's my question.
Right, how do they reap that money? People buying, they probably already reaped it with her promoting Samsung.
Yeah. Oh,
everybody started reverting from Apple probably over to Samsung because Rihanna was, you know, people, they obsessed
with I need
with
a Samsung
girl.
Phone to get the Rihanna
app. Album. So people are going to be like, yo, I'm going to switch.
They're going to spend $300 to see what Rihanna got on this phone.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Oh, that's
so
dope,
they probably already reaped that bread. Like
what do you think, though? I mean, here we have.
Damn, that was clever.
Everyone's coming out with these different. Jay-Z did it with Samsung. U2 did it with Apple. Just uploading their damn album on my computer. Is this when you hear me say? I kind of feel like we're moving into a generation where artists should give their music for free and then focus on the sales afterwards. How does that make you feel as an artist? And do you understand why I'm saying that?
Yeah, I do understand it. I mean, of course, as an artist, I'm going to want people to buy the album. And I think that's why it was so important for me to have my album be affordable.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like if there's an album out there and it has 16 songs on it and it's $13.99, you're going to kind of go, but if it's $7, then you might buy it just because it's $7.
That's
you're
true.
Not going to miss $7.
I'm one of those.
You know what I mean? So I think you can strategize, and there's always a different way to approach your sales. But I also agree with you that, you know, we're in a different time now, and unfortunately, people are downloading music for free every day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm not one of those people just because I believe in buying people's music and artists' music, and I've always been that way since I was a little girl, and of course, because I'm an artist.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the money is in merch. The money is in touring. That's mm-hmm. where it's at, and that's the goal. And I think if you look at the bigger picture and you're like an artist like Rihanna and Drake and Beyonce, then, you know, the Samsung type of deals, that's realistic for them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But starting out,
yeah,
unless you're like, you know, over 3 million on Twitter and Instagram, right, then why should we give you a $25 million
deal? That's
true.
But that's a good point that you just made, though. Because what if now, being that Samsung just did this thing, let's really start to break it down. Mm-hmm. I think this is entering into a whole nother level of a record deal or a deal.
I
hate it too. You know, by you saying unless you're over 3 million followers on Instagram, what if all of your social media now takes part in you getting a deal? That's really how it is now.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome to 2016.
That's crazy.
I mean, I honestly think it's a good setup for like independent artists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like going away from labels. If you got that deal and you were independent, that'd be ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The fact that
she's on a major is like, it's still huge, but to be independent, I feel like that's where it's going. I feel like a lot more independent artists are going to start to reach the levels of like Rihanna and Drake.
Yeah.
And then it's, you know what I mean?
It's kind of a catch 22. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I wish that it wasn't just all about the numbers on Twitter and Instagram.
Thank
because
you.
There's people out there who are truly talented, and if they were given the right shot and, you know, the marketing and budgets and all that, I think that they could surpass all of these other artists that are out right now, because in my opinion, I think there's great content out there, but I think that there could be better artists as well.
Yeah,
like I don't.
We've accepted mediocre, like as if it's popping. Yeah. And I'm all for like a dope single, a one hit artist, one hit wonder. You know what I mean? I totally support that kind of stuff, but to just feed off one sound, and I feel like in music right now we're trending topics. Right now the trending sound, so everyone hops on the trending sound. Now what's the next one? It's going to be just a little different than what it just was, and everyone's going to jump on that. Everyone's so scared because Samsung's only going after these certain types of people. So
what they don't realize is that person's not going to be hot in a year from now.
Wow.
And nobody's going to care.
And
nobody's going to give a shit.
It's like a lot of the music is losing authenticity. You know what I mean? Because it used to be like New York had a sound.
Yeah.
A lot of these different places had sounds.
Yeah.
And now you don't see that anymore. It's a lot of copycatting.
Yeah.
People doing, I'm going to do what they did because that worked for them. It's
and
crazy.
You know, also, like, not to knock the labels, but a lot of the labels, they get scared too. So what they'll do is they'll play it safe. Oh, what's hot on the radio right now? That's the type of record you need to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as to when you're independent, you can take more risks and you don't have them in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's kind of my take on that too.
That's true.
What's your take as far as, because one of the things with the Rihanna album that I started really being like, wow, this is the first album that we've kind of talked about with everybody choosing what streaming service they're going to put their music on, mm-hmm. how that affects people. And I feel like with Rihanna, this was kind of the first one we really saw that. How do you feel about, you know, back in the day it was Rihanna's releasing an album, everyone can go anywhere and purchase that album. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, well, you might be able to get it at Tidal, or you can get the special bonus one at Target, or you can get this one here. And you're almost taking the project and ripping it up so much that it affects the numbers.
Yeah.
Definitely.
How do you feel about the different streaming services? And
I mean, there's good aspects of it because, you know, everybody uses their phone. Everybody has apps. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's easily accessible. But at the same time, I miss going to Target and Best Buy and being able to buy a hard copy
every Tuesday.
You know,
every
and like Tuesday, taking out the pictures, reading the thank yous, putting it up on your wall. I miss those days, you know, because you felt like you were connecting with the artist more. You know?
So maybe by doing it, being picky with, and choosy on what they're going to have the hard copy, maybe it makes people anticipate a little more, like, oh my God, well, they don't even have it here. They're not going to carry it.
It irritates me, actually, because it's like, okay, yes, I got the album for free. But let's say I had purchased that album. If I purchased that album, and then all of a sudden, the next day at Target, you got the same album, but it just got three extra songs. But I've already spent $15 on this album.
Yeah.
And now I got to go spend an extra $17 3 days later because I want to hear those extra songs.
Well, you need to do your research.
Well, the artist
you know what?
Sometimes they don't tell you that. Sometimes it's a last minute, like, okay, Target want to do this deal with me. Bam. We have these three extra tracks.
But you know what? I think that's why artists like Taylor Swift are winning.
Yes.
Because she has incentive.
Taylor Swift has been on tour for 3 years straight and still touring.
She invites her fans to listening parties.
Yes.
Strangers into her house.
That's
and she's
awesome.
Like, look, listen to my record. 30 people show up. You know, they're fans. She puts Polaroid pictures of herself, like, that she actually took into her album, every album. Like, she's innovative, and she's thinking, like, forward-thinking, you know what I mean? And I think that, obviously, you know, not everybody has that creative way of thinking, but that kind of stuff will get people to buy albums again.
For sure, yeah.
You know?
It's in the hands of the artists, yeah. The mm-hmm. more creative you market your product, the more people want to buy a hard copy.
I agree.
Maybe put some show tickets or whatever, man.
Yeah.
Well, get more creative.
Rihanna clearly has no issues in life. but this girl does, Rita Ora. In December, Rita filed a lawsuit against Roc Nation because she wanted to breach her 5-record deal.
Oh, I didn't know
contract.
That.
Contract.
Mm. Wow.
Well, on the 29th of January, Roc Nation filed a $2.3 million lawsuit against Rita Ora, saying that they have tirelessly promoted her career, and she has not delivered on a second album.
She's only done one.
One album.
And she got that was a 5-album deal, right?
Yep, 5 albums.
And they said they spent $2 million on marketing and promoting her.
And I'm just like, where? Right. Bitch, where?
Exactly. Not in America.
Right.
But you know what, though? Like, a lot... And I hate to say this, but a lot of these budgets, like,
the
you don't
TLC
know where
budgets.
All the money is going. You know what I mean? And, like, I've experienced it. They might have spent that $2 million, but it might have not all been spent on her.
Her, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's very fishy. There's very funny business that goes around, and you just don't know. So I feel bad because I look at the label side, and, you know, they might be right. I don't know Rita. I don't know her work ethic or anything.
Right.
But at the same time, like... You know, she has a big market overseas.
Mm-hmm.
She has a whole another career going for her outside of music. So really, technically, she doesn't even need music.
Yep. Right. Yep. Really,
that's
she doesn't.
You know? So she's going to have to weigh out her options. And maybe she's just starting to realize, like, this is too hard. It's too competitive. I need to do something else. And that's just where she wants to
what
go.
What does she do overseas? She's an actress or something?
She's an actress. She's a model.
Really?
Yeah.
And her music is
like
huge.
She's like a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people don't know. She's paid.
Yeah. That's how she got in
with
the
Kardashians. She's way bigger over there than she is here.
Interesting work ethic, because that is something that, I mean, it ties to two things. It's either she wants to put music out that she wants to put out, and the label's like, no, because she has songs done.
Mm-hmm.
The second album is done. She
I'm
was
sure
working
of it.
On it.
Yeah.
She was dropping like little singles, but I think it's more the, well, they're saying that they think it's Sony, the distributor who's saying to Roc Nation, file this lawsuit. She's not giving us our album.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if it's her work ethic, because that could come into play. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If she has an attitude or whatnot, or what the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it is actually they think that her music should be a certain type of way. Because the last single was I Will Never Let You Down, which was very poppy, very dance track. I liked it.
I liked it too.
That was I was on the treadmill every day, like you know.
Yeah, no, I like that song too. But you just never know in the industry. There's politics always, and not just in music, in every type of industry. Mm-hmm. There's politics. So like, you know, I feel bad for the artist sometimes because people have these misconceptions of, you know, oh well, she said this or she acted this way, so she's a bitch or she's right. a diva, but they don't really know the truth. Mm-hmm.
She could have been just fed up because she's trying to get her song out.
Yeah, you know, and there could be so many different ways.
But
to
what
look
she
at it.
But what she did say, what she said was that Roc Nation threw her on a back burner once they started signing. Athletes,
which I believe,
okay. which I believe that yeah. too, because that's new money they want to get, and that's big money.
It's more lucrative.
It's yeah. more lucrative. It's contracted money. Mm-hmm. So they, as soon as they,
she wasn't at the forefront.
She wasn't at the yeah. forefront.
But, and her buzz was so much comparison to Rihanna
yeah.
that it was like, I could imagine it was probably hard for them to put marketing in to try and take that away. They put her with Iggy Azalea for mm-hmm. a song, then she had her single
with Chris Brown.
Yeah, mm-hmm. with Chris Brown, and then her own single, and it was like. They kind of let that sit out there, and her name kind of got brought up because she was always in the tabloids. Mm-hmm. Her fashion's always huge. We here for you, Rita. You know, I hope that you can get it worked out because you do have a great voice and you're beautiful. So I'm sure everything's gonna be fine, girl. With
she don't give a damn about this American coin. She is across the seas, but the money is racking way up. More racking up on that euro.
It's funny though because it brings me back to A. Marie. You guys remember A. Marie?
Yeah, of course.
Loved A. Marie. One of my favorite albums was never even released
so many
over here.
Things I wanna do.
I like that song too.
All right, so I kind of want to segue into this. So K. Michelle. Shell was on Vine, Instagram, Twitter, something, Snapchat, and she came out to say this about Adele. She said, "Adele's Hello is bullshit. Sorry, great song, great artist, but if a black girl sang that very song, it would not get played on radio. Uh-huh. Black people sit around and call our own artists flops. But we'll go run to the store and buy some blue-eyed soul. They don't have to destroy us because we do." How do you feel about that?
She was in the middle of an interview and said that shit. I love her, though. She speaks her mind.
You know what? I don't entirely disagree with her statement.
Mm-hmm.
When we talked about it earlier, I was like, what? But now hearing her full statement, you know... It's unfortunate, but we still live in a world where prejudice still goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And it shouldn't matter, but, you know, there are a lot of white artists that sing soul music, mm-hmm. and they get more plays than mm-hmm. black artists that sing more music. And when she said that, I was thinking about it, and I was like, what's the last black artist that sings soul music that's on the radio all the time?
None.
And I couldn't think of it.
None.
So I couldn't entirely disagree with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I wanted to, but I couldn't. You
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm. And she said that she was just saying that we don't have to worry about other people, you know, knocking us down, tearing us down, because we're tearing, you know, our
people
down.
So what do you guys think when you hear that? That statement is what really pulled
me. No, I think
she
it's
said,
the truth.
We call our own artists flaws.
It's the truth.
It's definitely true. It's definitely true. But I don't think attacking Adele was the right way to go about it.
Yeah.
Adele is
very
talented. Very
talented
on one hand.
Woman.
I wish she used the Rihanna mm-hmm. example, because this is where I want to ask the question. Because this week, well, when Rihanna released her album, got a lot of mixed reviews because it's something different for her. And a lot of her supporters turned on her, and it was like, oh, this is trash. We've been waiting so long for this album. Mm-hmm. It's crap. Beyonce needs to drop something because Beyonce's better. Beyonce's album was this. Rihanna's is a flop. And it turns into Beyonce versus Rihanna. And then, so they were making it this race thing, and it was like, look, we're pitting, you know, black against black. And I was like, okay, I see that. But also, I mean, this is kind of, we've had this in music history. NSYNC versus the Backstreet Boys, mm-hmm. Britney Spears versus Christina Aguilera. So there is a little bit of marketing that goes into it that pits people against it. So now, taking the flop part out of it, because that's really the only thing I can't agree with her on, because I feel like everyone calling someone a flop doesn't have to do anything with race, I don't think.
But we're the first ones to say it.
They don't have to destroy us because we do. When you hear Adele singing Hello, mm-hmm. and then you hear a K. Michelle song, describe those two experiences for me as a black person.
It's two different sounds and somewhat... I could honestly say two different genres. Even though, you know, we're trying to make it seem like Blue Eyed Soul really doesn't exist. It really does.
It does.
And Adele is the sound of Blue Eyed Soul, yeah, as well as Say Something, I'm Giving Up on You. What's his name?
Oh, Sam Smith.
Sam Smith. Mm-hmm. Eric, what's the other guy? 17.
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. Yeah. That's all like Blue Eyed Soul.
It is. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So their sounds is a little different from ours. We just somebody made up Blue Eyed Soul and we inhaled it. So we're the ones who made it live.
It's no different than Elvis. It's like,
yeah,
it's like you take things that are cool about this culture and I put it on this person because it's gonna appeal to more people.
Right.
And it's more of a business thing than it is. It is racial, but I think it's more business on the point of
If you think about it, like, I don't entirely disagree with you too, because if you think of it, Blue Eyed Soul was built years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day in the 20s and the 30s, yeah, when people were singing blues songs, mm-hmm, and most of them were African American.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and you don't see that anymore, and I never really thought about it until right now. And I'm like, why don't we see that more?
It's like Tyrese had to go on a train,
yeah,
selling his CDs. Like, please buy my music.
Yeah, true, man.
He was on a train.
She
Adele.
She makes a good point. I agree with her point.
Adele, I damn watching Hulu. I heard the whole fucking album in between every commercial I'm watching.
Yeah. But I will say this. All of the Blue Eyed Soul artists that are out right now, they're all talented.
They're dope as hell.
They're
you can't deny them.
But they're saying
for every
one of them, there's 100 black artists that are
true. You know, my thing with this is K. Michelle kind of voicing this is what kind of, you know, because my thing is K. Michelle, no.
She's controversial.
First of all, she's super talented.
Yeah. I love her.
Beyond talented. But my thing is like, when I listen to a K. Michelle record versus an Adele record, you know, to me, Adele appeals to more people, period, because she doesn't have song titles like Pussy, or she's not talking about making out with women. And
she's
so
more commercialized.
Exactly. And once you... I mean, girl, I'd be out here swearing left and right. So I already know my demographic got cut in half. So that's just what it is. You know what I mean? Part of it. But I definitely do agree. I mean, you know, last week we played... every week we play so many talented people that, you know, I search on YouTube for, and it's like, they only have 20,000 views or this.
Exactly.
And it's like, why are these people not getting any play? But I think we need to become a society where the numbers...
don't matter.
Where we really understand, you know what? Wow, the Oscars is really fucking bullshit. The Grammys, actually fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Because it's just the cool kid awards.
And totally.
What really makes you a
cool
kid?
That's being in the music industry and being successful, you're the popular kid in high school. That's what it is.
Yeah, you're just more, you're more promoted. It doesn't make you any more talented.
Right.
Like you said, some of the artists that you show, I know handfuls of very talented artists.
You do.
Who don't get that shine and don't get that opportunity, but...
And it's frustrating, you know, because I feel like it just... If you don't have a certain amount of views, I don't want to watch it.
Yep.
Only 10,000? No, I don't want to look at it.
Crazy.
It's like, wait, hold on. Just listen. Just see. Mm-hmm. Have your own opinion, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I always, like, even when I get emails from certain people and they send me records, like, I'll always listen just because... that could be my hit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Real talk.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
That might be my hit, and I missed it because you know, so and so.
Nobody know them.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a great segue into a conversation I had right before we went on with our Mr. Carter. We were talking about how it's interesting that these artists and labels, they use the same circle of people to write music, produce music.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you kind of feel we're in an age where maybe some of these artists should be reaching out to these up-and-comers who have their own YouTube channels, who have only, 10,000 views. So in this world, that means nobody's heard this song before. This could actually be hot, but it works. If it has 10,000 views, it's getting some sort of traction.
Right.
Yeah, you make a great point, Jay, and that may speak to the redundancy of the music. Like you said, you're using the same person to write it, the same producer. All this shit's starting to sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
You get sick of it, man, you know? You want to mix it up and hear something different.
Greed keeps people from reaching out to those who don't have.
That she couldn't have said it any better.
That's why.
It is greed.
It's greed.
There's a lot of greed in this industry.
No one wants to share their coin. No one wants to share that check. No one wants to share their coin. Even if it takes their ability to write a song to another level. Just because you know what to do, I'm still not going to put you on,
no,
though.
And that's it's
you
crazy.
Know what I mean? Uh-huh.
I say it all the time. I grew up on a Native American reservation. And if you really go back to the Native ways, it was all about sharing. I'm going to share this with you, and you're going to share with me, and then everyone lives, and everyone lives equally happily because we're all sharing with each other. Mm-hmm. It's not this person. And then what was it? The white man damn came over, held it all for himself. And you know what I mean? I mean, it's crazy to even get into that kind of a viewpoint of it, but when you really break it down,
that's what it is.
Everything just kind of recreates itself. Mm-hmm. So what you just said, I go online and I search for these artists. So what we're going to do right now is I'm going to play these little clips for you.
Okay.
And I want you to give a honest opinion.
Okay, cool.
All right, so the first one, her name is Ruth B. And why did I think that this was the little girl from Seventh Heaven? Remember little Ruthie?
Oh, yeah! That would have been cool, though.
It would have been cool, but wait till you see it. So okay. The song's called Superficial Love. Let's take a look.
Okay.
So it's going to...
I must admit, but I need something deeper than this. I wanna know when I'm looking at you.
I got goosebumps.
You don't only see the things you want to. Cause I'm not perfect, I'm flawed. And if you don't like that, get lost. Cause I don't want it if it's fake. I don't want it if it's just for show, for show. I just want it if it's real, and I'm thinking I should let you know, the superficial love thing got me going crazy, baby, if you want me, then you better need me, cause I'm so done, not being your number one, and if you wanna keep me, then you better treat me like a dime princess. Make that an end.
Ruth B. Wow. Superficial Love.
Yeah, you got to think.
Oh my God, I love her.
I got goosebumps.
What she's promoting. Yo. Love what she's talking about. She's like, yo, if you want me, you got to work for it. I'm not just going to give it up like that. And you better treat me like a damn princess. Okay. I was like, yes.
How old is she, like 14?
She looked like she was like 14, young. 15 years old.
Yeah.
True.
And she's over here, like, with that wisdom already. She knows her worth.
And the tone that she can
get. That tone beautiful is tone. Everything.
That's a great song. Well written.
That girl. She's going to be something.
That girl is going to come out. Yeah. We got to keep our eye on Ruth B. Where the hell she at? Where she located?
Girl, I don't know.
You
on YouTube. On YouTube.
We need to find her.
Wow.
So she's epic. And her fan base is really loyal. And I think it's just... building, I think everything. Music industry wise, it's building your tribe.
Mm.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. It's not really about the numbers. It's what is my tribe going to be? And, you know, do I care to be the Beyonce right now and sell myself out a little bit? Or do I want a tribe of pure people who care about me, support me, love me? You know, when I read the, where does it say she's from?
Is that she's a Canadian.
Alaska?
Canadian. She's a Canadian
Alberta,
singer.
Canada.
Canada.
Yeah.
Boom. Canada's going in.
20?
Yeah.
Oh, she's 20.
Oh, she got a baby
she
face.
She looks young.
Yeah. She
going to be around for a minute.
Yeah.
That girl's about to come out.
She is. From what it looks like she's signed to Columbia.
Oh,
Records.
She's signed already.
Good. Okay. We're going to see her in the middle of this year.
Hello.
We'll see her soon.
All right. So next we have, his name is Luke Christopher, and the song is called
I Know Luke.
To Learn.
Oh, yeah? Yes, I actually love Luke.
Would you be my answer? If I was the music, would you be the dancer? If I was the student, would you be the teacher? If I was the sinner, would you be the preacher? Would you be my... Who's the dun, the dun, dun? I still got a lot of shit to learn, I'll admit it. Who's the dun, the dun, dun? I still got a lot of shit to learn, I'll admit it. Feeling like a digit in a system, just another stupid number, I don't know, no, no. Everything is twisted, I can feel it, it's another stupid summer where it's cold, cold, cold. And we could do it on our own. Head up to a place where baby no one goes. In a rocket full of liquor, in a Polaroid for pictures. Baby, you should stop me before I lose control. How imperfect a person am I? Go through your purse and put on your disguise. You see the scars, but they just see the skies. And you see my scars, what do they see? If I was a question,
okay.
Luke Christopher, lots to learn.
So
that's
far,
your homie.
Two for two.
So I actually, he filmed a movie with me a couple years back. called Christmas in Compton. He performs.
Oh, yeah.
And I got cool with him, and I always thought, wow, like, I thought he was about to blow up at that time. And I'm still shocked that he's not bigger than
That was the Nick Cannon movie, right?
No. It was David Rayner. He was the director. Okay. Omar Gooding was in it. Shirley Ralph.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, Miguel Nunez. So he performed at the very end of the movie, and I always just thought, wow, you're so incredibly talented. And I actually had the pleasure of being in the studio with him, and he writes everything himself and produces as well.
He's dope.
And he was like, at the time, I think he was like 17 or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, he's still young.
He's a baby, baby. So yeah, he's got a lot to learn and to grow, and that's where we're moving, because that sound, it never gets old for me.
I like it.
It's like,
it feels good.
Yeah.
It puts you in a good mood.
I can hear that relatable. In the summertime.
Yeah.
That tune makes me feel like he's my best friend.
Right? Like, that's my life. Yeah. Just like my life right now.
He actually reminded me, remember when we had Bryce Vine?
Yes. The boy who I told need to put on his outfit?
No. Who's from Bryce the Glee Vine? Project when we were at the old studio.
No, I don't remember.
I'm going to have to get it. But it was that same kind of sound. I really like that sound. I don't really know what to call that kind of a
His
sound.
His tone kind of reminded me Chance. Of Ryan. Oh, okay. I was going to say Ryan Leslie a little bit.
Yeah.
But I can hear Chance, Ryan too.
Chance the rapper.
I hear a little Chance.
Yeah. Because Chance be doing, but Chance be going, oh. All right, last but not least, I had to put this in here because Queen, she done sent me a video, y'all. Very rarely happens. But this girl... Interesting. I picked this one. I had actually a couple people have sent me this woman this week. Her name is Lady LeSueur.
Is she a woman or a girl? A little girl.
She spit like a woman.
She does spit like a woman.
She has five videos out. They're all called Queen's Speech, and each one is called Episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Episode 4, if you guys know the Cardi B from Love & Hip Hop, New York, she... that beat, Cheap Ass Weave.
Yes.
This girl is where she got the beat from.
Wow. Okay.
So I didn't pick that song. I picked the one that you had sent to me. But all five episodes are just the way she attacks the lyrics
is so
intriguing. Let's take a look. Right. Queen's Speech 4.
Please don't stop for a chinwag. You need a tic-tac. You will get broke up like a Kit Kat and then taken out like a bin bag. Because it's going down, no blow. So don't make me snap like a photo. Slow-mo off and all blacked out like Akon. I'ma come to your door like Avon and make you give me them notes like Trey Songz. Mad ting, sad ting like a Drake song. Everything's cool, payphone. I told you to change your panties. So why you still wearing the same ones?
Hey.
No short pull. I'm a bad gal, what you gon' know? Look, I got supporters in Cornwall, yes. And I know some ballers in Cornwall.
Kickstart, wait. Why do girls love to do that pose?
Why? What are those? Idiot gal, pick your nose and eat it, gal. I am the realest gal. I am the realest gal. You ain't like Felicia. I'm a hurricane, yeah, and Katrina. English class didn't like the teacher, so I walked out like, bye, Felicia.
Boom, Lady LeSueur, Queen's Speech, like Episode 5. What are you thinking?
Wow, I love She's her.
Good. Different, right?
Yes.
So different. That's what's needed. Her.
I want to, I want to learn the lyrics and, like, be like,
no. Here, like. Go watch the rest of the videos because they're all like that. And it's so, the story, because at first you're like, wait. It's like a little broken, like the way the flow is.
Uh-huh.
But everything, her punchlines.
She has good cadence too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her punchlines slamming. I mean, like, I would love to see her and Nicki do something together.
That would be crazy.
I don't think Nicki would do it.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
Nicki's Trini. Nicki's Trini. She's Jamaican.
True.
So they could probably come together. She probably got time to come together. But
I think this girl needs to get with some dope producers.
For real. Yeah.
End
and she's out of here.
Yeah.
She's in LA. We need to find her.
Yep. Oh, we got to get
you
her.
You guys got to get her on the show.
Boom.
Yeah. She'll be a character.
You look amazing in your picture, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
What does that shirt say? Beauty is a what?
Shoot, what is it? Beauty is a...
Intimate?
No. I don't know. I should know. I have the shirt at home.
Short-lived tyranny.
Oh, there we go.
A short-lived
tyranny.
Oh, whatever the hell that means.
I don't know what that means.
So, 2016, you released Thinking Out Loud.
Yes.
And kind of like I said, I feel like I've watched you grow up. I feel like I've watched your whole career. And every time you drop something, we see the element of growth in you. I call it, and the way that you market yourself, I call it the Britney Spears syndrome. And why I say that is, she's one of my favorite marketed celebrities. And the reason being is, when they release each album, they carefully allow her to grow up. Right. Or they naturally allow us to see Britney Spears grow up. Whereas, like, a Christina Aguilera, it was, you know, he has this pop, then all of a sudden it's half naked, then it's back to this because it didn't work out.
Right.
And with you, I see the Britney syndrome. And I like that because I feel like I'm getting to know you. I feel like I'm watching you grow up into your womanhood.
Yeah.
And now we're here with Thinking Out Loud.
Yeah.
Why the title Thinking Out? What are you thinking about?
So, basically, this was my first opportunity to really be honest with my fans.
And why is that?
I felt like the music that I had done before, it was me playing it safe. But at the same time, I was a firm believer in acting my own age. I didn't want to grow up fast, mm-hmm. especially because this industry forces you to grow up fast. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make sure that I had my fans grow up with me. And it's great that you mentioned that because people were trying to get me to do more avant-garde stuff back then, and I was like, no, I'm not ready for that yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that I waited because now I'm almost 26, and I felt like this is the perfect time, you know, especially because in the industry, 26 is old, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not in the acting world. The acting world, I'm a baby, but in the music industry, you know, 26 is like, oh, girl, you better start getting naked. You better start doing this. You better start doing that. You know? But I mean, I'm actually enjoying coming into my womanhood. And I mean, my first album was like a diary, but it was more like okay, you get to have three of your own written songs on here, and then the rest we're picking for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really have too much of a voice my first album. Although I loved every song and I performed the hell out of them.
Yeah.
But,
which, if you've never seen her live performances, another thing that I love about you is there's artist development with you. We aren't just getting, here's the single and we're going to put this crazy performance. Every song and the videos, they make sense. The performances make sense. In your live shows, you really go out there. Costume changes in the middle of numbers.
Yes, I do.
She is the daughter of a legend.
I mean, yeah. But
hello. And if they don't know, your dad used to be married to Janet Jackson, right?
Yes.
Okay, so she got it all. She knows what's going on.
So we're growing up.
Yes, we're growing up. I'm not a little girl anymore. Thinking Out Loud, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I was inspired a little bit by Drake.
Yeah.
Okay. I love Drake. I'm a huge fan. You know, even there's a couple songs on the album that were inspired by his sound. Even
which
like
one?
His flow, Church.
Oh yeah.
So if you get a chance, listen to it. But yeah, I'm very excited about this album. I had complete creative control. I wrote on every single song. It's you know, my blood, sweat, and tears, everything. It's all out there.
How did you, what was that process like for you? I mean, we have, you know, you've been able to write songs in the past, but now it's like, okay, I want to explore my womanhood. How did you find the beats? How did you, you know, how did you know what the sound you wanted the sound to kind of be? And then when you sit down to really, was that hard for you to be open with telling your fans that side of you?
You know what? I was excited. I was excited because I felt like, finally, I get to show people who Christina really is. Mm. It's not just this sheltered, like, as you said, conservative, sweet face. You know, like, people are going to get to see another side of me, especially when I perform. Like, you see the diva.
I can't wait.
You know what I mean?
We got to go to one of those.
She comes out.
Yes, it
so,
does.
Like, I was excited because Thinking Out Loud, you know, every song was just how I felt. I came into the studio not methodically thinking anything out. It was just, okay, I'm going to come in. This is how I feel today. I'm mad. You know, boy, bye. Why does he think that he could just talk to me and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da? We need to... And then my producer was like, that's a song.
Wait, but why wasn't it on the album?
You know what? It's on YouTube.
I'm going to release it.
It's on YouTube.
Thinking Out Loud.
It's free. There's a lot of songs that I released for free.
That's dope.
On YouTube that I kept on YouTube that are also on my album.
That's dope.
Okay, but I wanted to kind of like show people that like I'm not cutting you short. Even though there's 7 songs on the EP, if you're a true fan,
you're still going to get.
You're going to hear the other songs. I have a song called Radio. It's about sex.
I love talking about sex.
Queen.
You know?
She would have never guessed.
It's not on the album, but it's on YouTube.
Okay.
Why did you specifically choose those songs? Be free for fans and not just artistic wise. Why is that?
You know, it was a hard decision. I really wanted to put all the songs on my album, but because I knew that it had to be what I had agreed to with my producer, is it was going to be an EP, and then we were going to put an album out in June, this coming June.
How do you know when the album's ready? That's something I'm always curious about. Like, how do you know when it's wrapped and like this is it?
To be honest, like this record that it's all good. this record that we did took us about a year and a half.
Wow, okay.
Because I had about 38 songs, and then I had to choose 7 from that 38.
Jeez, so really that's hard. A lot. That's hard.
Yeah, because I'm a perfectionist. When I get in the studio, nothing is ever good enough. And if I don't like the song, I'm like, trash it. Next. You know, or if I'm like, I'm feeling this song, I like it, but I'm not sure that the fans will like it, I'll put it on YouTube, which is why I put out Boy Blast,
smart
why
girl.
I put a radio on YouTube.
Smart girl.
And then, you know, the ones that I'm sure about, I'm like, these are going on the album.
Smart girl. Mm. She's spreading her sound out.
And cool. I love that you said that, and kind of talk to that. You know, I meet a lot of new artists or upcoming people who want to be artists, and I watch the development of them, and a lot of them, they think, oh, I'm working on this song and this song's gonna be the hit, and it's here I go, okay, I'm done, I've worked 3 weeks, the song's done, I'm gonna put it out. Why 38 tracks? What is the importance of artists creating a lot of different tracks and then kind of narrowing it down versus saying, nope, I'm gonna work and I'm gonna create the 7 songs that I want?
I feel like you're cutting yourself short. When you're being creative, you don't know. You could come up with a new record or a new sound that you like more than the other record that you recorded 2 weeks ago, and then you're like, shit, I already put that shit out. Oh, no. Like, you know, and also I want to allow my fans the opportunity to tell me what the hit is.
No.
You know, like, that's why I put New Music Mondays out, because I was like, they're going to tell me what's dope. And, like, you know, obviously through the views and through comments, people really liked I Don't Give A. People really liked Church.
Yep.
And people really liked the Eric Bellinger remake that I did. So, you know, I was even thinking, I haven't told anybody this, I was thinking of putting out a mixtape of just all remakes.
I think you should.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking of doing that because a lot of people really responded to them. So I was like, all right, I might do that too. So I might do that in between the album officially coming out.
I think that's a good idea.
I love it. Just bombard everyone with music.
That's and that's
how
thing,
it worked.
Like,
that's the only way it worked.
That's how Nicki Minaj became Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. But for so long, man, like, people were begging me, Christina, where's the music? Why don't you have music out? Because
you do pockets with your music.
I do
where
pockets.
We'll be like, okay.
Because now, even more now, because I want to make sure that it's strategic and it needs to be true to my sound and true to who I am. And if I'm not happy with my body of work, I'm not just going to put anything out there.
Mm-hmm. I feel like people nowadays just put everything out. Mm-hmm. They're flooding the internet with content.
Mm-hmm. That's why I wanted you to say what you just said.
Yeah,
it's
and
important,
like, so
for them to hear.
So many people are afraid of being forgotten. But if you have good content and a good product, you're not going to be forgotten. You're going to have those loyal fans that go, man, I'm gonna put in the Christina DeBarge album right now and just listen to it the whole way home from San Francisco.
Yep.
You know, whatever. And then they're like, man, where is she? Oh, she's going to come out with some stuff soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, those are the kind of fans that I want to have.
Your tribe.
My tribe, exactly, that believe and have faith. Don't worry, she's going to come out with something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah, it's been a very long road. A lot of people don't know, like, he knows, but a lot of people don't know that, you know, I wasn't an overnight success. A lot of people think that, oh, what was it like just, you know, being double platinum and going on tour with Britney Spears and being the face of What Still? It's like, no, you guys, like, I got a record deal with Babyface when I was 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't come out until I was 19.
Wow.
19.
That's 5 years.
How,
you know?
And can you talk to that? How frustrating that is, being an artist and having to hold yourself back? And you know, but without using the word shelved, because there is an importance to it.
You know what? I will say this. It allowed me the opportunity to develop and really grow into me and knowing who I am as an artist. as to if I would have just pressed fast forward and did was a robot and let everybody just dictate my life, I don't know who I would be today. Mm. So I thank everybody in my life that helped me throughout my journey and, you know, kind of pumped the brakes at times because maybe I wasn't ready, you know? But at the same time, you know, I was so frustrated. There would be times where I was like, I'm going to college.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
want to sing no more.
Yet. Uh-huh. You're not putting a single out? I'm mm-hmm. going to college. They're like, you're not going to college. Okay, Kristen Ann, we're going to put out an album. I'm like, when? When I'm 30? What's going on? Like, you know, and they were like, okay, oh God, chill, relax.
Like my sister-in-law.
But, yeah, I mean, I understand the frustration and that side of it, too, because I've been on both ends. But I'm thankful every day that every event has happened the way it has in my life because it shaped me. And I've had the opportunity, unlike other artists, to really go through real life experiences. You know, I was a waitress. I bartended. Like, I babysat. Like, I did things that I
you were able to live a real girl life.
Yeah. And, you know, I experienced people recognizing me at those times. You know, I was serving drinks to these girls and they were like, oh my God, you look like this girl. Do you ever get that? And I was like, could I lie and just be like, oh yeah, I get that all the time? Or should I just be honest? And I was like, that's me. And they were like, no way. Can we get a picture with you? And they're like, what are you doing? Like, why are you working here? And I was like, this is my reality. I was like, I live on my own. I don't live at home. Like, I have a lifestyle to uphold. Yeah. And, you know, for me, like, I just needed to take a break from the industry for a minute.
Like, amazing.
I respect that. I love her. I think that kind of honesty is what the game's missing, man. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, tapping into that this type of honesty and reality. People love that stuff.
I also want to say, 26 in the music industry is old. That, you know, when you look at it like that. But I feel like we're moving into the generation where all those rules
are out the door.
They're starting to get smashed because everyone's starting to get tired of the same sound. They're getting tired of this teeny bop thing that keeps being pushed into everybody's face. And it's almost like we're selling 12-year-old kids as, like, sex items. And it gets to a point of, like, you know what? I don't know. Because where I am with music, it got to a point where I had to shut music off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a DJ, and I'm, like, not listening to music as I'm driving in a car. And that's freaking weird to me.
Yeah.
I don't even listen to the radio that much.
It's because, as a DJ, you got to always listen to the radio, and you got to hear what's going to be the next thing, what's going to be. I don't even give a fuck what's going to be the next thing. I want to listen to these artists because these are the specific artists who, you know, are making it. And then I started getting deeper into certain websites and, you know, finding the underground artists and finding people who are, you know, just singing a cover on YouTube and hearing myself, you know, finding a way to put that on a CD because I'd rather listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I feel like we're moving out of the age where people are starting to look at, you know what, Beyonce is 36 years old, and she's the queen of everything.
AKA
right now.
39.
Well, I mean, whatever you want to do.
No, but you're right. A lot of people don't give their real age.
Yeah, 39.
So I think that we're in a time and place where that's starting to go away, and people are starting to just start to, they're feening to respect the artist and the craft.
So what void do you think your music can fill?
I think for me, I want to be known as the girl that's most relatable, that you can go out and have a drink with and that is not going to be all Hollywood, that you can sit next to and tell her, hey, girl, do you have a tampon?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the type of image that I want to portray. I don't want to come off like I'm too this, too that. Yeah. I just want people to see that I'm literally
relatable.
Just like you. Mm-hmm. I'm the girl next door. I'm not trying to be anything that I'm not. And that I'm still figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm reinventing myself. Even right now, I'm still like, shit, what am I going to put out? Because I'm in the process of creating this new album.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly, like, I want to start inviting people into the studio and be like, what do you think I should do? What do you think is next for me? Like,
well,
I want to
get...
We here,
right. Yeah, like, I want
and
other
I don't
people's
lie.
Opinions,
shit.
You know?
I can't wait. Can we get to that?
Yeah, well, so let's just do it. you got a video out, Fade Out. I am Sue.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the song and the video.
Are you Canadian, by the way?
No.
He's Greek.
Because you said a boat.
I know, I do. Everyone thinks I'm from Canada. But it's because I'm from Boston. I lived in New York.
Okay.
And then when I come out to here, they had me
it's
take classes.
Mm-hmm.
So then I just apparently sound Canadian.
Okay, I love it. Sorry, I just had to ask.
It's okay. So the song. Did I Am Sue get involved?
Okay, so I Am Sue got involved through a person that was investing me at the time. He was really close with him. And he said, you know who would be really dope to get on the record? And I said, who? He said, I Am Sue. I said, that hell yeah, let's do it. And I Am Sue at the time was really busy and he was on the road. And I guess he was in L.A. doing something, so it worked out. And he was able to cut the record and film at like in the same day. So it was just kind of like a crazy day for us. But it was cool. I mean, I wish I would have been able to connect with him a little bit more because he was really tired. Mm-hmm. So I was like talkative and he was like, uh-huh. I was like, poor thing. Like, he's, you know, working a lot. So I'm not going to knock him for it. But yeah, it was awesome. We had a good time on the shoot. Granted, his scene was at 3:00 in the morning.
Oh,
so,
poor thing.
You know, we had a good time and I had a great time recording it and shooting it. I actually, a lot of people don't know this, but I trained for like 2 weeks in Vegas for it.
Yeah, because you're dancing throughout the whole thing.
Come on.
Yeah, I literally worked out like 8 hours a day.
Can we
before
get to
I did
it?
This
shit?
But I was like, you know, I did my Janet. I was like, okay.
You had your abs out.
let me get all skinny for a second. So yeah, I really am passionate and I dedicate myself to my work and I dive full throttle all the way in. So yeah, this is Fade Out, guys.
Let's take a look.
Oh, all right, we're starting off. Oh,
got that dark lip.
Mm-hmm. Her hair looks good. I'm a hairstylist, so.
Okay. We actually put I Am Sue's verse second.
Instead
so it comes right in.
Yeah.
But in the video, we didn't do it that way. But I want to say a huge shout out to Michael. He directed it.
Michael! Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I've worked with Michael. I know Michael.
Yes.
Shout out
he's
to Michael.
He's dope. He's Michael.
He's blowing up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He is, man.
Damn.
Damn. Everybody. He's all right, so here's what we do.
Okay.
We always open it up to the panel. Queen, what did you think of the video?
I think it looks good. I love the fact that she spent money on her video. You can tell that she invested.
Queen be going in on people who don't be investing in
that. Because I don't watch the videos of the talent. I don't really get that deep because I want to see you for who you are. Right. I don't want to have a preconception of who you are. I want to see you for who you are in real life. I want to
take this journey with you,
right? So. I think it's good. I think she did a good job. You look cute. You're a little
thank
short.
You.
She looked cute. Her hair looks good. She did a good job. She had Glam Squad. I really have no complaints, and I like the song. I can
thank
see
you.
That. I can hear that song playing on a radio in the summertime.
On the radio, Poppy Watts, we playing that at Star Sundays?
Right.
Nah, I liked it. I thought it was dope, man. The appeal is there. It's definitely a very catchy record.
Yeah.
And I could definitely hear it in rotation. I like it.
For
sure.
Yeah.
I like it.
It was definitely a pricey video, but
yeah, it looks expensive.
But we, you know, I'm independent, so we figured it out though, you know, because a lot of people nowadays you don't need a lot of money to shoot a video.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, people like my co,
you got
to
come up with a little coin.
You know.
So, what did you mean by you make me fade out?
So, okay, it's supposed to be like two meanings.
Like he put you to bed.
Like,
well, I guess now there's three meanings.
Yes, that, mm-hmm. And then also like smoking weed.
Oh,
because if you hear the song, I'm saying, you know,
you can sing a piece.
In my chest, let it burn, set this love ablaze.
Oh.
Go ahead and roll up.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
And can we just say when a real artist comes in and you can say, oh, could you just hit that? And then you sound like the record.
You sound like the record. And now you're going to make me want to play this song and roll up because he know I love.
Oh, we potheads up here.
We potheads.
Yes. So that's what it has two meanings.
Oh, see?
You have another song called Afternoon Cigarette.
Yeah. So
tell me about that experience.
So Afternoon Cigarette is about sex.
Oh, my favorite.
I mean, if you're an adult, then you're going to know what an afternoon cigarette automatically means because you have a cigarette after sex.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a cigarette after sex, but...
The cigarette after sex is the best cigarette you've ever had.
You know, so... And I always see it on television, so I was like, you know what? I want to write a song called Afternoon Cigarette, but I don't want Afternoon Cigarette in the song at all. I just want it to convey that's what I'm talking about. So that one was actually inspired by Beyonce, the lyric and melody. So when I went in the studio, I was just kind of like thinking of what B would do. Mm-hmm. I was like, what would B do? I kind of want to like be inspired by B right now. Because mm-hmm. I feel like she would have a song called Afternoon Cigarette.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
So that's kind of where the inspiration came from.
So now you're talking about you want your fans to see you grow, which they can on Growing Up Hip Hop.
Yes! Yeah. I love that! That was awesome!
That's the transition.
Okay.
Right. Boom. Give me a high five now. Okay, so I got a chance to... So I'm like psycho when it comes to TV shows because obviously you've been over at AfterBuzz TV, which I do way too many shows there. This year I have calmed myself down and I'm saying I'm going to wait for everything to go and then I go back and I watch all the episodes. So I've only gotten to see the first two episodes.
Okay.
I love, there are certain storylines that I love a little more than others, okay. Yours being one of them.
Thank you.
But I mean, also it's kind of because I've talked to you multiple times, so I kind of already in just intrigued.
Feel like you know me already.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I saw, you know, there was one scene where you were talking about you wanted to go see your dad.
Yeah.
And your uncle was like, no. Have we gotten up to that point? Are you going to see your father?
Or we have to wait to watch the show?
Well, okay, it's already at the fifth episode, so you see me on the hunt for him throughout the whole season. So I won't spoil it for you guys, mm-hmm. but I'm definitely still on the hunt for him, and I haven't given up, so...
How does that situation affect your music?
You know, it's kind of weird that you say that, because I actually, in like real life, I try and avoid a lot of that confrontation with my dad, because... Mm. It's affected me a lot, to be all the way real. And every time I do get back in contact with him, you know, it's great, and then it's bad. So there's a fine line, and I have to set boundaries with him, and that's still something I'm figuring out.
I love that you said boundaries, because how do you protect yourself?
You know what I mean? And like, he's my dad at the end of the day, and I want to be in his life, and... You know, at the time, I truly, genuinely was looking for him, but he was all over the place. And it just got to a point where I was like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
He'll come to me when he's ready.
Mm-hmm.
That's
in life in general. You have to let it go. You have to just be real with yourself sometime and just let it go. But see, you know how it works. When your career blows up, and when your life changed, then everybody want to come back around.
Mm-hmm.
So you just focus on what you're doing.
Thank you, Ma.
Don't you worry about your dad. Your dad see you on a low, but you focus on Christine. I'm going to call you Chrissy.
Yeah, Chrissy's fine, too.
Focus on Chrissy. You're on the right path. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. You can, if you want to continue to do your search. I don't know much about it because I've never seen the show.
Yeah.
But... they always show back up. But then you're going to be in control. Because you're going to make the decision on whether or not, you know what, I don't even think I need you in my life now.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really difficult.
It's hard.
Because my dad spoiled me as a little girl. I was mm-hmm. a daddy's girl, you know. My mom said there would be times where, I kind of remember, where I would just throw fits because I wanted to see my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a time where he was completely out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So... you know, dealing with that as a young woman when I need him the most was really difficult for me. So when it came time for me to have him back in my life again and I had forgiven him, I realized that there was a lot that I hadn't forgotten about that needed to be addressed.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want to address it.
But I don't want to make him feel guilty at the same time, you know, because I don't want to tell him, look, you did this, you did that. But if I start to feel like he's making me feel guilty, I'm not okay with that.
Right. It needs to be a grown conversation.
Yeah, like, I'm the child. Like, let's really get into this for a second. Like, I'm the daughter. You're the father.
Some parents don't. You know what I mean? They don't want to. I know we're going into a whole nother segment, but some parents don't want to hear the shit. They don't want to hear the truth, and they don't want to hear that they failed. I grew up in a family where my father left when I was 7, and my mom was never really around. But when you say that to them, they're like, I was there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did do this. No, I raised myself. Like, you weren't there. But I hold no grudges, and I love my parents for who they are. I'm here. I hold no grudges. But I totally understand. But see, your life is your life. You continue to live your life. You don't let what happened in your past dictate who you are today. They will come back.
Which I definitely don't think you have, because, I mean, the fact that you've been through so much, and the fact that you got your own job, the fact that you built yourself out of this, the fact that you're on an independent label, you know, that you're doing this independent, and we're growing, and you're growing the way I would.
And not
I
only
think
that,
good morals in the right way.
He ain't shit, but guess what? He gave you that good ass last name, baby.
Yes, he did.
He gave you that good ass last name. Ride it until the wheels fall off, Daddy. You ain't shit, but thank you very much for this name.
Were you nervous about going on reality TV?
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, because I didn't want to throw my dad under the bus, and I was very skeptical about doing it for those reasons, and I knew automatically that was something they wanted to address.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what, we need to be very careful.
Yes.
We need to tread on water here, because this is still my family.
Probably,
and this is still my blood. And you know, regardless of what goes on between
him
and I behind the
scenes, you're not going to let nobody do anything.
You know what
I
mean? And
for sure.
You know, even right now, like, my dad and I aren't talking because he's hurt by the whole thing.
Just okay.
You know, so that's something that I'm honestly talking about, because I've just decided in life I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm going to be honest and truthful about everything.
That's all you
in
can do.
Life.
At the end of the day, that's all you can do. Live your truth.
You're a beautiful girl. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It makes me happy that you chose a show like this versus something like a Love and Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, coming from a family like that, I'm sure there have been so many other people wanting to get you on TV in that type of a light, not saying that show specifically. Why was this the right time, the right approach? And you were like, you know what? I feel comfortable with you, because, you know, a lot of people don't do reality TV because they're afraid of the producers, people producing it. Why was this like, okay, I feel this is safe and I want to move forward with it?
I think initially when I heard who was going to be a part of it, I was like, all right, you know what? I know Angela is never going to attach herself to something that's distasteful and not classy and hitting and trashy. I know she's not going to do that. I know Romeo isn't either. He wasn't raised that way. And it's on a family network, Women's Entertainment.
Mm.
So automatically, when I thought about those things, those three things, I was like, okay, I'm going to give this a shot. Mm. Because I'm all about women empowerment, too. And if, you know, if they can hopefully on the next season, if we have one.
You will.
Thank you. I want them to show me and Ange coming together instead of being against one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she even mentioned that too, because we're past all that, and you know, she and I are all about encouraging women and coming up and being successful young, you know, colored women in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make sure that we're seen more in a positive way.
That's dope.
You know what I mean?
It make that happen.
TV's always more entertaining when the entertainment isn't just negativity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You beating down each other.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are there any girls in the industry that you'd like to do a song with?
Ooh.
I feel like we've lost that. I mean, I can't really think of the last time two women have really, like...
Lady Gaga and Beyonce.
I also smoke too much pot.
No, but it has been a minute.
I mean, Lady Gaga and Beyonce, that was years ago.
Beyonce,
yeah, that
Shakira.
Was a while ago.
Yeah, that was years ago, but lately, no.
Is there anybody out there that you kind of have an eye on? You're like, you know what? It could be upcoming. It could be...
I feel like I have to really think about this, but...
Maybe
just like
you
right
and Lady
away,
LaSure could do a track together?
That would be dope.
Who's Lady LaSure?
The oh, the rapper sent girl. Me. Yes.
I like, yeah, that would be
nigga,
sick.
I smoked too much pot, so too. Down. Shit.
I'd be so down to do a record with her.
Yeah, I feel like you'd give like a cute really, island vibe type something.
We could do something cute for sure. And, like, I have some beats that she probably like.
Well, she
too.
Will probably murder, right? You mm-hmm. guys together. I think that's a good idea. I think somebody yeah. need to start looking for her. She's out here though.
Boom.
Yeah, I definitely want to start doing more music with up and coming artists, not just established people. Yeah. You know, because I think that's important that we're all supportive of one another. Mm-hmm.
And the mm-hmm. and the talent is fresh.
And it keeps yeah. it yeah. That's the
and
other
it keeps
thing.
It right. new mm-hmm. and innovative. And people are like, "Ooh, she mixed that reggae with that pop yep. and that uh-huh. urban." Like, you know, and then that's a whole new genre.
Yep.
Like that's where music needs
come
to
on
go.
Now, make yeah, it, take it there.
You know what I'm yes,
take
let's
it
do
there.
It.
Come
all right,
on, Chrissy.
So where can everyone follow you?
So you can follow me at Twitter at Christinia. On Instagram at Christinia Deb, and my website is ChristiniaDeBarge.com.
All spelling will be down below.
Yes, yes, please look below. And then Facebook is the official Christinia DeBarge.
And everyone can get Thinking Out Loud on iTunes.
You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Spotify. You can mm-hmm. get it on Google Play. You can get it on... You can also hear some of the songs on YouTube. But I purposely made sure that there were a few songs on the album that you can't get on YouTube.
Awesome.
So that you have to buy the album. The album's only $5.71, guys.
I'm buying, I'm buying it right now.
Don't be cheap.
Oh, thank
I'm going
you.
I did see that, and I have to say I appreciate you for just going into this thinking like that. As an artist, I just... That's you don't hear that a lot because everyone's so worried about, well, I got to pay for production. I got to pay for this. I got to pay for that.
Look,
no, if they're
right
my fans, they're
going to
pay for it.
Yay!
So I appreciate that you're thinking like that. You're thinking innovative. You're thinking the future.
Thinking out loud.
What's the next single going to be?
It's $5.52.
You know what?
Buy album.
Thank you. Yes!
Purchased!
The next single, I honestly couldn't tell you guys. I have like a bunch of pop records that I want to put out too because I don't want to stir away from that as well. I have a whole
we need
pop,
good pop
album. Yeah, I have a whole pop album. It's more like... I would say it has R&B urban undertones, but it's more pops. It's pop is at the forefront. But I performed a lot of these songs that I'm going to be putting out in June at Pride a year and a half ago.
Oh, yeah, you did do
so,
Pride.
So, you know, fingers crossed I'm trying to do Pride again this year. We'll see if it happens. But some of those songs will be on there. And then I'm trying to work with new producers, too. So.
And what about a tour? Like shows?
You know what? If you're looking for an opener, let me know. I'm right here, guys. I have a great show. In the process of just trying to book shows, you know, and get out there again.
Girl, I'm trying to get you to open up for J-Lo in Vegas.
Yes.
Oh, that would be gigantic.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Don't even go there.
She just turned so L.A., so Valley.
Don't
like,
even
oh
go
Oh, my
there.
Gosh. Don't even go
no,
there.
No, I love her. I love her. Okay, this is like a super short story. I'm not going to bore you guys, but my best friend, she told me that when I was in like third grade, I vaguely remember this. She said that I came into class in show and tell with an On the Six poster and told the whole class that I was going to be just like her when I grew up.
I wow. love it. And look at you.
And she said that she like looked at me and was like, who is this girl? Okay, but she told me the other day, she goes, I believed you.
Wow.
Like, I could see that you really thought that. Like, you knew you were going to be her. I was like, I just have always known, you know?
It was always going to come into fruition. Boom. Well, thank you so much for coming through.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
I'm
you guys
loving
are
the
awesome.
New music.
Thank you.
I'm going to drive home to the album. I just
Yay!
Purchased it.
Hey. Please let me know what you think in my DMs.
Oh, I don't hold you. It goes down in the DMs.
It goes down in the DMs. Hey.
Because so, I know, Queen, you always be snapping while you driving, which is not good, girl.
I'll be at the light.
This is big.
Indoor, I'm driving like this, and I'll hold it like this when I'm driving.
I have a thing about female Snapchats. Do you do this? Every Snapchat is this.
Yeah, you gotta make sure. It's not only Snap.
Okay,
we gotta
I'm
make
drunk,
sure our hair is good.
Absolutely.
Right.
When I'm drunk, I think I'm the cutest girl in the globe. Right. I'm like...
So oh, that's what the hair thing means.
Yeah, like, you know, and you have to do the like... Because it thins out the face, pucker up the lips.
Well, now Snapchat got a filter for that.
No, but I just ordered the Lumi...
Oh, the case?
The light. You know what I'm doing? I just ordered that today.
Wait, I'm not up on this.
Oh, well, I got to put you on, honey. They have the glamour light that goes on a phone all around here. You turn it on and you can... Yes.
How much?
54.52
On Amazon?
No, you can find it on Amazon. I press... You know, the Instagram got those new things where you can...
The sponsored ads?
Yeah. Not only sponsor, where it says shop hashtags.
Yeah.
And it comes up. I pressed it and I bought it today.
What's it called? The Beyonce stylist just came out with one.
Yeah, Ty just came out with one.
And his does different types of lighting. So it's like cool light, warm light.
Ooh, just does the same thing. Maybe I'm not if I can get one for free.
Yeah, there you go. You probably can.
Right. You'd be like, do you know who I am?
I just had to do a gig the other day. And this guy, and the guy, the makeup artist, Big Daddy or whatever his name, Mac Daddy. Uh-huh. He had, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck is that? And he, I mean, that whole thing is lit up. I'm like, oh, I need it in my life. So yes, my snaps will be more. I'm sorry.
Popping. Where can everyone follow you?
Everyone can follow me on Snapchat and Instagram at Queen Wink. Snapchat is where you see what's going on. And Twitter at Queen Live.
Word. Everybody come.
Word. I love him.
Dope.
The ad-lib king. He started talking more now, so we can't even call you that anymore.
Word. Yeah, y'all can follow me at Poppy Watts, P-A-P-I Watts, W-A-T-T-S on all social media.
Boom. Yeah. Make sure you guys check out Thinking Out Loud on iTunes. Hit us up at BHL Online, also BHL The Beat. You guys can hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J. Till next week.
And buy her album is only $5.51.
Watch me do my thing. I
can hear you from executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live. Cipria, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.